Hare Krishna. The seventh chapter is titled Knowledge of the Absolute Truth. At the very end of the sixth chapter, Krishna had declared to Arjuna, Yogi naam api sarvesham madgate nantaratmana shraddhavan bhajate yomam same yuktatamo matah. He tells him that the topmost yogi is he whose mind is constantly focused on Krishna. In other words, the perfect yogi is to be understood not in terms of how he looks externally, a long beard, the stereotyped understanding in the West of a yogi, sleeping on a bed of nails, or in some gymnastic posture. That's not what a real yogi is. A yogi is understood in terms of the internal focus on Krishna. Mad gatein antar atmana. So one who internally is absorbed in me, Krishna says, he is the topmost yogi. So naturally now the question arises, how does one focus one's mind on Krishna? And we cannot attain perfection overnight. It has to be a long process of cultivation. So Krishna in this chapter, chapter 7, gives us an explanation, a brief one nonetheless, of his material and spiritual energies within this material world. So that even as we go about our daily activities, we can remember him. For example, he says, I am the taste in water. A very practical tip. We may say, well, I don't have time to come to the temple every day. But who can say I don't have time to drink water? So we drink water. And when you drink water, remember the taste element? That's Krishna. And everywhere Krishna tastes different. You know? Go to different countries, water tastes different. So Krishna imparts different flavors. So the taste of water is Krishna. The fragrance of the earth, that's Krishna. These are all the essential elements or features of different categories. What is water without taste? What is the earth without smell? So when you have a fresh monsoon or a rain, a burst of rain, and you suddenly start smelling the earth, it's a very heavenly smell, isn't it? Remember Krishna. Then Krishna says, when you see the light of the sun and moon, think of me. So you always have to think of Krishna. If you follow the seventh chapter, whatever you do, wherever you see, you must think of Krishna. The sound in ether, he says, I am sound. So therefore, when we hear sound, we think of Krishna. In this way, in the seventh chapter, he gives us numerous tips on how we can think of him everywhere and anywhere. I am the intelligence of the intelligent. So when we see a very intelligent person, we should think, oh, just see how nicely Krishna has empowered this person. Not that how intelligent is this person. I am the prowess of the powerful. When we see a powerful person, just see how nicely Krishna has empowered this person. And this person is misusing that power for doing something else. So you see, in this way, we connect everything to Krishna. And the mind revolves around Krishna all the time, even as we go about doing what we have to do in our day-to-day life. So in this chapter, Krishna is teaching us how to absorb our mind in him, even as we live in the world, from our day-to-day experiences and observations. And then Krishna will conclude by speaking about the different types of worship that are not directly his worship, but indirectly his worship. He speaks about different categories of people who surrender to him and don't surrender to him. And ultimately, the intelligence of those who don't surrender to him also comes from him. You see, when you look at a very powerful atheist, you should admire Krishna. Just see how much intelligence Krishna has given this atheist. And just imagine, despite the fact that Krishna is all attractive, this person is so convinced that God doesn't exist. And that's possible only because Krishna has given him that intelligence. So the existence of an atheist is proof of Krishna's existence. So when you even look at a good atheist, oh, how wonderful is Krishna. Yes? And naturally when you look at a good devotee, oh yes, how wonderful is Krishna. So basically whatever we do, wherever we go, we put on the glasses, the Krishna glasses. And then everything becomes Krishnaized, becomes Krishna conscious. So we have no enemies. We see everything from the point of view that Krishna does. Hare Krishna.